Ram.
And a female sheep?
Ewe.
And what do they have on their backs?
Wool.
And what would you call a male hog?
Boar.
Would you call it the same thing in the presence of women back when you were growing up? What would they call it?
Women are talking to one another to say boy hogs.
But a farmer would call it a...
Boar.
A boar. What would you call a male that had been altered or changed in any way? I think Wendell has...
Yeah.
Has done some alterations. What would you call that?
Read off some of them.
All right, what would you call one that had been altered in any way?
Castrated.
Okay. A little one, when it is first born, is called?
Piglet.
Let's go back to that word a minute, castrate. Would you have used that word when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Women were allowed to use it. And
with women.
With women, but not with men.
Not in company, no.
Not in mixed company.
Yeah, but that subject wasn't talked about.
How big must a pig get to be called a shoat?
Around 25-30 pounds.
Okay. What is an unbred female called?
Gilt.
What do they have on their backs? We're talking about hogs now.
Hair.
What kind of hair?
Coarse hair.
These big teeth the hog has, what do you call them?
Tushes.
And now the things that you put the food in for a hog would be called what?
Troughs.
Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Nothing but wild boars.
Okay. Now, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you're going to do with him?
Gonna castrate him.
Would you use the same term for a horse?
I think so.
Alright, what about for a calf or a tomcat? Would you use the same term for them?
Yeah.
Noise made by a calf when it is being weaned, you'd say the calf began to do what?
Low and bellow.
A gentle noise made by a cow during feeding time. The cow began to...
Low.
Right. What would you call a gentle noise that a horse would make?
Nicker.
And you've got some horses, mules, cows, and so forth. Now, when they are getting hungry, you would have to go out and...
Feed them.
If you're going to feed the hens, turkeys, geese, and so forth, do you have any one name for all of them? What are you going to feed if you're talking about feeding?
The fowls.
Okay. A hen on a nest of eggs is called what?
Setting hen.
Comes to no good end,
right?
Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
Did you ever say it? A setting hen comes to no good end? The place where they live, where your hens live, would be called what?
Hen house.
Alright. What do you call that larger piece of a chicken when you're eating it? It's
the breast.
Yeah. What would you call the part that you pull apart and break?
Pulley bone.
And what would you call the inside part of the chickens that you just, you know, the livers and the hearts and the gizzards?
Giblets.
Giblets?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you call the inside of a calf that you eat?
Try.
What would you call the part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in?
Intestines.
If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it is